Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
So shout out to our guy, Blake Schneiders. Great dude.
Blake.
Part of the Red Beer family. He said, LOL, happy Tuesday, Dustman. Definitely don't remember that nipple covering, but iconic show. Sends me a still shot. It's there, dude. She had like a bedazzle on. It wasn't even tape, man. And it's literally hanging on. Just covering up that areola. Love food, suggestions. Somebody from the 816 says, that I got to try Caddyshack pizza. It's a sweet sauce and they put pineapple on it. Says they would love, the pizza at Moratina's. I hope I say that right. Caddyshack at Third and Holmes, a slightly sweeter pizza sauce that has a hint of pineapple.
Okay. Mm.
Hell yeah, man. Yeah. Dusty, was the Tanner a year older than you? No, he was younger. He was younger. Yeah.
Because that guy thinking it's him.
Nah, man, he was a younger kid. But I know you, Tanner. It was a younger Tanner. Also went to Hallmark Carter. And then Sunny Point, and then Paul Kinder. Shout out, Blue Springs kids. Unite, like Captain Planet here. Water, fire, air, Captain Planet. So yesterday we got the news. Caglione going to start off in double A. That's fine. We kind of knew it. We said one word expected.
It's okay.
Or as I said in Coneheads one time, maintain low tones. But look, now we have the problem. Because, you know, I've talked to some people in the organization, talked to Vern obviously as well. Gave us a hell of a spring. Got to 10 days before the season started and was there. Was never a project, was just a prodigy, right, for Jack Caglione. He's going to be that guy.
Yeah.
Vern gave us several indicators, and Vern every Monday at 8:20 on Fesco and Dusty here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Royals baseball. But there were a lot of indicators that Caglione's process could possibly ramped up, right? Like, wasn't going to start the league in the majors. But wasn't like he was out there with the number of like 84. He's number 14. So we know already where he's going to be number-wise. The power numbers that were there and the sort of things that we've heard from our insider, Josh Verner, whose hot stove again is on Thursday night, 6:00. Like, George Brett doesn't just sit down with everyone and have a lengthy conversation. Vern told us that happened yesterday. Wanted to pick the brain of Caglione or George to see what that conversation was about, right? The sound off the bat, the polished interviews, the way that he carries himself, the fact that Vinny Pasquantino is also trying to ramp up this kid's skill set at first base. There are so many things that are involved in what you can see in the future, right? There is, to me, more promise with this kid than there was with a Bubba Starling, than there has been with an MJ Melendez. Because MJ gave you that 40 home run year in the minors and then got called up, and then it just fizzled out really fast because he just couldn't hit up here. But every once in a while, there's that one at bat where MJ connects, and it's like majestic. And you're like, why does this not exist? And Caglione, you know, hitting 114-mile-an-hour balls off the bat, going 440 feet, just absolute piss missiles. That's not taught. That's just owned. You have that in you. And what he has to do now is, again, a lot of times we say on this show, you got to be broken to 100 pieces to get built back up even stronger. This isn't necessarily, to me, a humbling moment. This is just what baseball is,
reality.
Unfortunately. Yeah. Like, you got to earn your stripes. And I know a lot of people are like, well, we don't want him to be Jackson Holliday. Again, he's not 18 years old. He's 22, played at Florida in the SEC,
and
National Player of the Year.
Yeah.
It was great. And was obviously drafted as a two-way player. But where the Royals see things differently than the fan, where we immediately go, Shohei Ohtani?
Mm-hmm.
They say, no, he's not going to pitch because the power is too great. We want to have him focus on that. But where he can take a little bit of focus in AA and in AAA is, A, with breaking ball pitching, which he seems to be kind of struggling with, and two, playing the corner outfield spots. I'm as greedy as everybody else. I would love to see him opening day roster, 22-year-old rookie, trotting out on the field, starting in right field, number 14, Jack Caglione, and the place loses its mind. I look like Britney Spears doing a dance video, flipping off the camera, sticking the tongue out. But that's just not reality. But what reality can be is expedited with Jack Caglione, because there are two people that skill set must be amplified this year, or they're looking over their shoulder. And those two names are Hunter Renfroe and MJ Melendez. Renfroe, cheap contract, right field, down season last year, battled injuries, but maybe, as Vern said, he's came back as the guy in best shape of his life. Right? Has a hose in right field. We know that.
Yeah.
But guess what Caglione has? 100-mile-an-hour arm. What do you need in the outfield? You need a rocket.
Exactly.
Right? And
not to mention he's 6'5 and athletic.
And 250.
Yeah.
So then you move over to left field. When is enough enough with MJ? When do you say, you know what? We tried. We've given you your opportunity. It's not working.
When is it?
Before the All-Star game this year.
Got you.
That's my assumption.
Oh, I like it.
I think MJ has until mid-July to be at least something that they don't have to look at, because I don't think he's going to be an everyday player to start the season.
Wow, okay.
I think Isbell's in center. I think India's in left. And I think Hunter Renfroe's in right.
Yeah.
I think Vinny's at first. I think Massey's at second. I think, obviously, Witt's at short. And Garcia, Michael Garcia's at third. Salvi catches. Fermin DHs. Mm-hmm. Or Velazquez DHs. And that's your roster. And MJ plays when there's a right-handed pitcher or is a pinch hitter coming up to the plate. I don't know if he starts in left field to start the year. I know that his left field defense is decent. It's above average. But maybe this is something that when you have somebody behind you, in-house competition can work. But for Jack Caglione, to see him to expedite that route, just go absolutely rake in double A. Let the organization look at you and say, okay, Arkansas is not where he needs to be. Let's put him in Omaha and see that next level. Get him to the point where it's like, okay, yeah, he stormed through double A. Now he's in AAA and he's still ripping the cover off the ball. I'm not saying that he's going to hit 529. He's going to have more than 17 at-bats to get them to be really convinced. But there are ways that this happens quicker than we might think. Because some people will say it might be June. It might be September. It might be when the rosters expand. It might be 2026. Watch your mouth.
Yeah, I don't see that.
But there are variables to where this process could be expedited even faster than we think. Now, a lot of it depends on a negative look. Right? Like, you have to have people struggling or you have to have an injury. But the positive side of it, two things can't be the same, right? Caglione can't be bad in the minor leagues, and you can't have, you know, problems in the major leagues to where it works out. But if you have problems in the major leagues and you have a really good problem in the minor leagues, cancels out, addition by subtraction. But if Renfroe and Melendez see this and feel this and they realize, hey, this is a special team that can make a special run again, I want to amplify my game because, A, I'm on a short leash, B, I'm running out of time, and C, I want to be part of this, then maybe we see their game elevated. Maybe this is what they need, is a kick in the ass to be like, hey, if you want to be a part of it, go be productive. That's my take on Caglione in the minor leagues.
From the 913, Massey's back okay? Yeah, interesting question. Obviously, we'll see as the season goes. I think that's the, if you look at the outfield, you're talking about MJ Melendez, and he's got question marks. Michael Massey, obviously, with the back. And then, of course, from the 816, got Gavin Cross knocking on the door, too. And that's another center fielder, outfielder. So it feels like something's very plausible to change in the outfield, whether that's a Cags, whether that's a Cross, an injury. MJ doesn't have it.
Well, the biggest question mark on the roster this year is your outfield.
Yeah.
I mean, you know you have it first. You know you have it short. You know you have it behind the plate. You know you have your rotation. You know your bullpen is. You know what basically the top five guys in your lineup are. It's going to be India. It's going to be Witt, Vinny, Sal, Massey. And then after that, 6 through 9 is going to be Renfro, Isbell, Velasquez, Fermin, Melendez. You have all those guys. So there is minor league hope, and there is something to fall back on. But again, what happens first? Is Caglione too great in the minors? And it's like, we have to put him up here because we fall short after our fifth hitter, or we don't have that fifth hitter.
And we're desperate.
And we need something. Because who are you going to pitch to? Probably not going to be Bobby, so India's going to get some looks.
Mm-hmm.
Do you pick Sal or do you pick Vinny? Because last year, three of your guys, your 2, 3, and 4, had 90 RBI going into basically the end of the season. Vinny obviously went down. So a lot of people, you know, your questions. Is it Renfro? Is it Melendez? Is it Garcia? Can Fermin continue to be that guy that you're basically in the NBA reference, the sixth man off the bench?
Yeah, and which he was great at last season.
Yeah.
Versatile, filled in a lot of holes. 6-2-0. I think Garcia is a question.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't be in that lineup hitting 270.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
17 and playing the hot corner.
No.
You got to be somewhat productive at third base. You got to be something at third base, whether that's better on base percentage, better at whatever it may be. You got to be something better than what you were last year.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.